Okay, so we left off about 15 minutes ago. On page 116, we are up to Si'if Dalet, Sim Reish Ayin Zayin, Si'ifim Dalet and Hey. And then Be'ez Hashem, the entirety of Sim Reish Ayin Ches tonight as well. So Sim Reish Ayin Zayin, Si'if Dalet. Mutal Aniach Nershal Shabbos Mimbod Yom Al Gabay Ilan V'yidlak Sham B'Shabbos. A person is allowed to put a Nershal Shabbos on a tree and it will stay lit there on Shabbos. Because there's not so much of a concern that when it's extinguished, you're going to go try to retrieve it from the tree, and you'll violate the issur of climbing a tree on Shabbos, because you know that the ner is muktzah anyway, so you're not going to come to go fetch it from the tree. Aval ein manich ner shel yom tov al gabe ilan to shakel manach levinim samishtamish beilan. But you're not allowed to leave a yontif candle on a tree, because that you might come to climb the tree to get, because it's not muktzah. The ner is not muktzah on Yom Tov, so you may violate the issur of climbing the tree on Yom Tov. Says Mishbrud, the lekel mechash, dakaim l'an diner shadlika babos Shabbos asul taltalaf yulachas shakava. Because we know that we paskin that any ner that you lit at Shabbos is going to be muktzah the entire Shabbos, so you're going to totally put it out of your mind. You're not even going to think about trying to retrieve it. It'll come on with some reish ayin tes, as we'll see in some reish ayin tes next week. Aval ein manichin sivkat nchaval fratzolom rafilu anichu meirav Yom Tov. Even if you put the candle in the tree on Erev Yontif, but since when it goes out on Yontif, you didn't put it out of your mind, so you might come to retrieve it, and then you'll come to be a Mishtamish B'ilan, so therefore that's going to be a problem. Si'if hey, mutl lichpos ka'ora al gabe aner b'Shabbos, k'deish l'yachos ha'ur b'kora. That you're allowed to put a plate over a candle on Shabbos so that the fire doesn't catch onto the beams that are above the ner. And you're afraid of the fire hazard, that it's going to light the whole house on fire. So you're allowed to take a plate and cover the ner with that plate on Shabbos. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkat Nechav Beis, Ka'ara Shel Cheres. The Ka'ara should be made out of pottery. Ava Shel Matachos Asur, Ki HaMechamim El Chayiv Mishum Mavir. That if one heats a metal to the point that it gets red hot, that's Mavir, right? That's why the old-fashioned light bulbs were considered Mavir Midoraisa, right? Because the filament gets actually red hot. So anytime you light a coil that gets red hot, that's actually mavir. Now obviously if you're afraid that the fire is going to kill somebody, so then you're allowed to do whatever you can in order to prevent someone from dying. You're allowed to be mechal Shabbos. Sivkat l'chav gimel k'dei v'yalv gavde nota l'kli l'tzarech hakora. Even though the only reason you're moving this kli and you're putting it over the ner is for the sake of the beam, she'en nitalos b'Shabbos, and the beam is muktzah. So normally you're not allowed to be metalta the kli litzorech mukta kaimelan the kli nitel afil litzorech tavshenu nitel kavam simshin yotzev vav. That's not true. The halacha is you are allowed to move a kli even litzorech something that's mukta. If the item that you're handling is itself not mukta, even though your purpose in handling that item is to benefit that which is mukta, that's going to be mutter. We'll get to that when we learn hilchos mukta. Sivkat and chavdalid shalo. So we said that to prevent the fire from lighting the beam above it on fire. Or it could just be that it's too much light in the room, or any other reason you want to cover the light. Ach, just you got to know a little bit of physics, right? That you can't choke the fire, that if you don't allow any oxygen to feed the fire, it's going to go out, and then you're going to be in violation of the malach of mechabe. So you should leave a little bit of air that's able to get in underneath the kli that you put over the ner. Simin reish ayin ches yachol lechabos haner b'shvil acholda. This very short simin tells us one basic halacha. That if there's a dangerously ill patient, you're allowed to put out you're allowed to extinguish a flame in order to allow that dangerously ill patient to get the rest that they need. Says the Mishnah Berurah, that this is only, the Rambam says in the Perusha Mishnah, if there's no other reasonable solution, like taking the chola out to a different room where there is no ner that's disturbing him, or somehow covering the ner in some other way, blocking the ner, like we just spoke about in the last sif, by putting a kli over it, or moving the ner to a different room. Because if your two options are either moving the ner, which is an isra of muktzah, or extinguishing a flame, which is a melacha d'oraisa, so obviously better to do the tiltil muktzah than to extinguish the flame. Vayin bir alacha lechabul saner ukshayakitz achar kach mutla lidlo kaner b'shvilo. And then when the cholah wakes up and he needs light, you're allowed to light the candle for him. He's a cholah sheyesh bo sakana. Ubekolze meinu yudim mezum lefanav evshalasayde al yado b'li ichur yaase al yado. But certainly, if there's a non-Jew available and without any delay in the treatment of this patient, you'll be able to get the lights on. So obviously, better to do Amir Lenachri. Meaning, the theme of the first two Sivkatans over here is that whenever you can do it in a less usher way, it is better to do it in a less usher way, as long as it doesn't sacrifice the care of the patient. Sivkatan Gimel, Hacholosh Yesh Bo Sakana. She Pikuach Nefesh Doch Shabbos, because Hacholosh Yesh Bo Sakana, it's Pikuach Nefesh, and Pikuach Nefesh is Doch Shabbos. Kamon Psim Shin Chav Ches. Vuadin Kishamisyari Mipnei Listim Shelo Yavoo Alav. Pikuach Nefesh doesn't have to be a chola. It could be that you're in a very dangerous neighborhood, and if people see you, they might come and attack you. The Argu, and they'll kill you. Vein Loetz Lahastir Saor, and you don't have the ability to block the fire. Gamkin Mutal Chavos. Then you could extinguish the fire. The Kasvu Achron and Duadin Bishvil Achola Shu Safik Sakana. Gamkin Mutal Chavos. It doesn't have to be that it's a Vaday Sakana. Even if it's a chola that's a Safik Sakana, you're allowed to extinguish. But you're definitely not allowed to extinguish a flame for a cholah she'ein bo sakana, for someone who is whatever, he has the flu, he has fever, whatever. Now that might seem obvious to you that it's a melacha d'oraisa. Of course, you're not allowed to do melacha d'oraisa for a cholah she'ein bo sakana. So says Mishmur, it's anything but obvious, because there is a shita that anytime you put out a fire, just because you don't want the fire there, that's a melach shein tzrich l'gufa. And the melach shein tzrich l'gufa, you would think you're allowed to do for a chol she'ein bo sakana. Afilu achi, asur midivrei sofrim. It's still asur midrabanan. Ulekach nikreis melach shein tzrich l'gufa. Why is putting out a fire called a melach shein tzrich l'gufa? Shari ein tzrich l'tachlis ha-melacha. Because whenever you don't need, the purpose of you doing that melacha is not the same purpose for which they did it in the Mishkan, then it's a melach shein tzrich l'gufa. Kein tzrich l'kiboy b'shvil atzmo. You don't need this flame extinguished. You just don't want this ner here, because you want the chol to be able to sleep. Or you want to preserve some of the oil. You don't want it all to burn up. Or you think the cheres, the pottery that's holding that is the ner, is going to get too blackened and it's going to be ruined by the flame. So it's some secondary goal that you have in trying to preserve something else. Or there's wood chips that are on fire and you're trying to preserve them. Or you're putting out a fire because you want to save some money. That's all called Eino Tzorich L'gufo. Because your main purpose, forget about the purpose that was done in the Mishkan, your main purpose is not the real tachlis of that malacha, the main function of that malacha. And the same is every other malacha. If you dig a hole, but you don't really need the hole, you just need something ancillary, the dirt that you're pulling out of the ground. The malacha is the hole. And when you make a hole in a house, it's bona, in a field, it's choresh. But if you don't need that hole, then it's considered a malach shein tzarich l'gufa. So you might be wondering, well, wait a second, how is mechaber enough malacha then? When is it ever tzarech l'gufo? If every single reason I could think of why I would ever want to be mechaba aner is secondary, right? It's tangential. It's always going to be in tzarech l'gufo. So he says, no, I'll tell you the case where it's tzarech l'gufo. Ve'en lecha kibo tzarech l'gufo ella kishu mechaba eitzim kedei lasos man pchamin. When you're putting out a wood that's on fire in order to make hot coals, da'lo zet tzarech l'gufa melacha. Then you actually need the gufa melacha. You're trying to produce hot coals through putting out this fire. The only way you'll have these pchamin is that the only way you'll have this charcoal is if you're mechabe the fire. And similarly, if you blow out a fire that's on a wick in order that the wick should be a little singed so that it's more prepared for the next time you want to use it. A lot of husbands, when they set up the Neru Shabbos, will burn each, we already learned about it, will light each candle first so that the wick will light light very easily, will light right away when the wife comes to light it. So you prepare, you're making the wick better by putting out the fire on it. So that'll be more easily lit next time. This is all according to many poskim. But you don't even need any of this if you assume like the Rambam. The Rambam holds Melachshin Srich L'Gufa, you're Chayva. It's a Melach HaDaraisa, even if it's Melachshin Srich L'Gufa, and therefore, of course, you're not allowed to do it for Chalashin Bosakana. V'afil v'aposka manal, Isser Kaviyah Chomer Mishar Isser Drabanan, Kivin D'yesh Motzad Chiv L'Kuli Alma. So even those other poskim that hold that it's only Nisr Midrabanan when you do a Melach Shein Srich L'Gufa, would still say you're not allowed to extinguish a flame for a Chol Shein Bo Sakana, because being Mechabe Shein Sarach L'Gufa is more Chamor than other Melachos that are Ein Sarach L'Gufa. So to review what we learned tonight, first we said that you could place a Shabbos candle but not a Yom Tov candle on a tree, because there's no concern that you're going to try to retrieve the Shabbos candle, and therefore you're not going to come to be mishtamish b'mechubar. Yantav candle, we are concerned that you're going to try to retrieve it. Second, we said you could put a kli over an air to protect the beams overhead from a fire, with two caveats. Caveat number one is that the kli shouldn't be metal, because that may violate mavir. And caveat number two is you need to leave some air for the fire to be able to breathe. And then the third thing we said, the entirety of Simon Reish Ayin Ches, was that if there's no other choice, meaning there's no possibility of covering the nair, of moving the patient, or of having a Nachri put it out, then you're allowed to extinguish or even light a candle for the sake of a Cholash Yesh Bo Sakana or a Cholash Yesh Bo Suffolk Sakana. But a Cholash Ein Bo Sakana, even if Mechab is Melach Shein Srich L'Gufa, for a Cholash Ein Bo Sakana, you're not allowed to extinguish an air for his sake. And certainly, if you're like the Rambam, that Melach Shein Srich L'Gufa you're Chayavan, then for sure you're not allowed to put it out for a Cholash Ein Bo Sakana. Okay, Beth Hashem, next week I'm going to be in Eretz Yisrael, so stay tuned to the WhatsApps for exactly when the Shiurim are going to be. It's probably going to be all over the map. It depends when I can chop 15 minutes here and there. And then after that, by next Thursday night, I'll be back in America, but I'll be broadcasting from the Rockley. All right. So, Bez Hashem, next year will be from Eretz Yisrael. You should all join me. Okay.